Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, it's David, the Barrel Boy. And welcome to Monday morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How y'all feeling today for Monday?
Feeling good.
So, it's a good way to start. I was thinking this morning, because yesterday there was a kind of rainy, gloomy day all day. And my wife was saying to me, she was like, does this feel like the longest day ever? Because we woke up at 8, took a nap by 10, slept till 1.
Really?
Like, it was that kind of day. It was awesome. But there was no pool time, lots of inside time, blah, blah, blah. Yep. And I started thinking this morning, I was kind of replaying that in my head, and I was like, she was mad because the day took forever. Would we rather the days go faster? Because what are we really looking forward to and moving forward to?
That's a good point.
We have a limited number of days in our hourglass of life.
And we all try to speed through them.
And we try to get through the day. Oh, I can't wait
life
to get home and be done.
Sends through the hourglass.
Legit, think about that, though. Like, we never get yesterday back, but she was ready to be done with it.
Yeah.
By, like, 7 o'clock.
That's really strange, isn't it, how we all think like that?
We will never get this very moment back.
Dude,
we get it once.
Well, I'm glad we're here.
This is too deep right now.
I mean, think about that.
I'm so glad I'm here with you guys right now.
I feel like Eric Birch this morning. My motivation to you is you never get today back. Make the most out of today. What if today, you know, were one of the last few days? Now, that might be a little bit worse.
Man. Maybe we shouldn't this morning.
Maybe we shouldn't think of it like that. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, corn, number one, because I don't know if you saw this big bag of unshucked corn when you walked in. Did you look over here?
I didn't see that, no.
Okay, well, not only is there a big bag of corn here that needs to be shucked, but our friend, Michael Steele, down the hallway, came in this morning and peeled corn right in front of us and ate it raw.
Oh, gosh.
And was telling
us.
And was telling us how good it was.
That's disgusting.
I told Kelly
that if Brandon was in here, he'd
you would have gotten sick.
Because was he licking his fingers and stuff?
Well, it was just like you could hear every single bite.
I took a picture just for you because
I don't want to see
it. I was upset because you weren't in the moment with us.
That's disgusting. Who eats raw corn?
I don't know.
Michael Steele.
He was on our podcast on Friday.
I listened to it, and it was extremely fun.
Yeah, if you haven't heard the after show with Michael Steele, there was a lot of talk of skin and stuff like that because he goes to the river. He's become the Terry Wood of the late 2000s.
I love trying to hear him talk your wife into going to the river.
Right.
That
and
was
flashing.
Fun. That was fun.
Jeez.
That's good stuff, isn't it?
I'm sorry I missed him smacking this morning.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll come back in
and
smack again.
There's more corn.
He's like a dog.
Yeah.
He kind of is.
Dude, like how your dog does. What's your dog do?
Oh,
that's what he does.
I hate this.
And then he'll slurp his finger.
Yeah, I know. And he had a
like
mouthful.
It's a straw.
And he had a mouthful of corn and started talking.
He's like, it's so good. It's sugar. You don't even have to cook it. It's just so good. Gosh.
There might be corn kernels on the floor that came out of his mouth.
I dare you to eat one.
Dude, that makes me want to gag thinking about it.
If he comes back in here eating, I take back everything I say about wanting the days to, you know, last forever.
You want to speed through.
I want to get out of here. What are you thinking about this morning?
Thinking about my roommates and their 50 million alarms. They're trying to get up early and, like, go to the gym or something. So I hear one over here that's going, and then a dog barking over here. Burp, burp, burp. So it's like, it's like they keep going off like 2 minutes in front of each other.
Welcome to Joey's life.
Like, what the heck? Why set so many alarms and then not get up? I don't get it.
I didn't even know you had a dog.
No, it's like the dog alarm.
It's that rough, rough.
So it sounds like you have a dog in the house and then you have the over here. So it's like different sides of the house are making different noises. I'm like, what is going on right now? I'm trying to eat breakfast and I can't even do that comfortably because these alarms are going off.
Which guy wakes up to a dog barking?
That would be Cope.
Is it any surprise?
No.
Like, is that who else wakes up to that?
I wake up to Brad Eldridge singing.
Do you really?
Yeah,
I woke up.
That's one of them.
I have like a nice, calm kind of like, dun, 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 and then it wakes me up.
Yeah, I can't wake up to calmness or I won't wake up.
No, mine goes,
Well, I have backup alarms too, but that first one goes off and it's not like going to scare me, give me a
heart
attack.
Mine has to be like, the world's coming to an end, get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine does too, or I'm not going to get up. I'll find a way to get comfortable with it.
Mine's not too bad.
Like if the dogs are barking, I just say, shut up! Try to go back to sleep.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, great news. Last week, Beyonce had a baby.
Hey,
what?
Not just one, but two.
She was pregnant?
Yeah. Goodness gracious, was she ever pregnant? Like that chick had a belly.
Yeah.
Dude, it was big.
That's what happens, though, when you have twins, though. She looked like the Octomom with only two for a second.
Yeah, I know.
But the story was like, because we heard the rumors last week that she might have had the babies and stuff like that, but nobody ever confirmed it. But now the talk is that she might have even had them last Monday, but there's been complications and the babies haven't been able to leave the hospital yet.
That's kind of freaky.
So she has one kid, which is, what's the name
of the
baby?
Little girl. Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
And then I think this was a little boy and a little girl.
That's the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though nobody knows for sure, they haven't come out as far as a family and said for sure, but all the speculation is that they had the twins.
It'll be fun to see the names.
Oh, yeah. Well, if your first kid's Blue Ivy, I mean, you can't go and...
Kelly Green.
Yeah, it can't be that.
No.
That's too
Green
normal.
Kelly.
Green. I like that.
Green Fern.
Or Green Fern.
Green Sunflower. I bet Sunflower's in there.
Yellow Sunflower.
Green Grass.
Green. Thank you, Tim.
Red Rose.
McGraw. Red Rose. We'll see what kind of... If it's a flower and a color.
Blue wouldn't, Sky.
Wouldn't you think there would have to be something?
Yes.
Yeah.
So say goodbye to her sleep, though, because her sleep is over, having two twins.
I don't believe it.
What?
They'll have a hired in a nanny.
Oh, surely she has to wake up, though.
Surely she will, but yeah, seriously.
Hope.
Twins? Oh, my goodness.
Can you breastfeed twins?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
You make that much milk?
I've had a friend that, yeah, she'd have one on each. I'm dead serious.
Whoa.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Welcome to the world of mothers and how amazing they are.
No, because I can tell you that the breastfeeding thing, which we think is like, oh, so simple and just natural.
Nope.
Dude, it's work. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever seen anybody?
You could even say that without
Number
laughing.
Number one, he wasn't
so
looking
ridiculous.
At me. He was looking at David when he said that.
No, but legit. Like, because I remember, this is an awkward moment, but, and you might have gone through this too. Well, I didn't
I don't know
not
what
me
you're
trying
about to
it.
Say.
No,
okay.
It's when like, you know,
you trying it.
Let me help you. Was it when Kai is first born,
yes.
And they're trying to get him to latch on?
Yep.
It is yes. Sometimes like the babies will just automatically go and it's like they have been nursing like forever. And then there's other people like my son that never latched on no matter what.
Right.
So you have there's problems. Like you have issues.
He thought that was a mole, Kelly.
Oh
maybe
man.
So. I was too soon.
He would have latched on to a normal.
He thought it was a mosquito bite.
A mole.
Give me some real food.
No, but I remember specifically the woman who was trying to teach us how to go about the process of feeding Kai, like doing the face of what the baby was supposed to be doing. Almost like Michael Steele eating corn, like that.
Oh,
and she's like, come on, baby. And she was doing that face. And I'm like, oh, what is happening in here?
Like coaching the newborn baby?
Right. Who's been born
you
for like 12 hours.
You can do it.
And then she was doing the nursing face, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Telling it's, you, there's a lot
a
of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But it's painful. Like, I always thought it wouldn't hurt. I'm like, how does that even hurt?
Yeah, and from what I've heard, is it is painful at first, and then it becomes, you know, normal. For some.
Hmm.
There's all different kinds of scenarios.
And then sometimes if you don't get enough of the stuff out of there, then it becomes painful then too.
That is correct.
That.
And they become inflamed.
That is correct.
I'm telling you,
being the main word.
It's all this crazy stuff that you don't realize, especially as a guy, because we don't know. We just go in there and our wife has a baby.
From mothers everywhere, I would like to say you're welcome.
Yeah, no joke. Even though Kelly couldn't feed anybody. Kelly couldn't have fed an aunt back then. David's aunt.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, his uncle's a nudist.
Oh, you don't have to bring that up. Jeez.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We had this awkward moment a second ago in the studio.
A little bit.
Where Kelly looks over at David and asks if he has any naked pictures of his uncle.
Well.
And the reason that we bring this up is because David's uncle is a famous nudist.
I don't know if he's famous.
He is a nudist, though. That is 100% true.
Maybe
I can't
in your family,
it.
He's famous. Because, like, if I had a nudist in my family, that he'd be famous.
Is he allowed to come to your family functions without clothes on?
I don't know about that one. I don't know if
since
it's legal
a,
for him to do
since
that.
Since you have a younger sister, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, since she is like 12.
That
would be weird.
Well, that just got weird.
I would
David.
Assume in a nudist camp, you have to be a certain age.
Like you can't have a family?
I would think.
Or like have to put clothes on during those certain times.
Maybe, yeah. I don't
you
know how they
tell
can get
me if there can't be family nudists. Like if I decided I wanted to believe in nudism.
Mm-hmm.
You just up and decided one
I
day.
Guess in your own, I don't.
I think you decided you wanted to believe in that long time ago.
I did, but it doesn't work out for
yeah.
us.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
So the great thing about this is then I was asking David, like, is his uncle's Facebook profile, like, is he naked in his Facebook profile? Because how funny would that be?
He started searching for him.
Because that's his uncle's life is being nude.
Because I've always thought you guys really kind of sort of don't believe me that my uncle's a nudist.
No, we believe you now.
And then I showed you a picture, and he is.
Well, the weirdest part is David has a whole folder of pictures of his uncle.
That's not. I went through Facebook. I do not have those saved in my computer.
Whole folder.
So if we...
the special hidden folder.
The greatest part about his uncle being a nudist... And the pictures that we've seen is that his uncle looks so freaking happy.
Well, his face,
he's thrilled.
His face is just extremely
playing
exuberant.
Pool, eating chips.
But he's out there with other dudes. I don't see any other like female nudists.
I think there are there. I'm pretty sure there are.
Or is it an all-nude male camp?
But all the pictures are from the waist up. Well, from the top of the waist up. And he
but you can kind of see where like the belly fold would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those got pretty
close.
Were there worse ones than that?
I didn't see any worse than that. And I wasn't going through my uncle's own Facebook.
Do you think we could call him and interview him?
Oh, I'd love to. Hey, for the podcast, he might be really funny.
Yes.
Let me think on that.
No, thinking.
It's a done deal.
For the podcast. And that way people have to elect to listen to it.
What's his first name?
I'm not getting it. No, not right now.
We'll just say.
We'll figure this out later.
Whose family member? Like, is it your dad's?
It's on my dad's side.
Okay. Was your dad a nudist?
No, my dad is not a nudist.
He's a farmer.
Has he ever? Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Nude farmer. That'd be awkward tan, wouldn't it? Now those farmers get the farmer's tan.
Yeah.
Where would he get
burn.
A tan?
All over. It'd be a great tan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd hate to burn.
Does your dad go visit?
No, I don't think we've ever thought about it.
So, like your mom?
It's in Georgia.
Has your mom seen your uncle naked?
No, she has not ever seen my uncle naked. Can we do something else? Anything.
Country music news.
Please.
Should we do that?
Yes.
Am I making you uncomfortable?
A little bit.
No, I just don't know any nudists, so I think it's fun. Like, we learn stuff together
we
on the show.
We need to educate each other.
Learned.
I'll take the phone call of any nudist right now.
The phones are going crazy.
I don't know if there's any nudist in Arkansas.
I bet there are.
Know if there's like a park. Like, he lives at a nudist park.
Is it a gated community?
I would hope so.
Hmm.
Can you imagine being the male guy having to run that route?
You have to leave your clothes at the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, would they be mad at him?
I think there's like a sign that says if you go any further, there's nudists.
You'd think.
You're I have that entering... on my front door.
That's creepy.
That's awful. What are y'all doing later today?
Oh, my gosh. Country music news. K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, Dierks Bentley was in Tampa, sold out a show. And on his Instagram page, he posts this picture. He's, you know how he'll go all over the place and he's singing and whatever? Well, he's walking by these people and all of a sudden they hand him this basically two-week-old baby. And they captured his face, and his face is like, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm holding this baby. Oh, and luckily, because I was thinking, why would someone bring a newborn baby to a concert, really loud concert? The baby does have on headphones.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
so there's that. But he says, when you're walking through the crowd and someone hands you a baby, maybe 2 weeks old, so good night, Tampa. Big deal for me and my guys and girls to sell this place out.
Man.
So anyway, it's funny. I posted it, or I'm going to post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com. 1079. Sorry, I had to.
She has that picture of
you. I did.
Yeah, she
your
was
nude uncle.
I looked over and David had it pulled up.
He loves that picture.
I know.
It's his background.
That's not true. Okay, so.
Is it still true that you love your uncle's pictures when he's.
So, Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line is having a baby boy. And he's going to have to adjust a little bit because throughout this year and throughout next year. He's on a pretty big tour, the one with Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going all the way through next year. But it's crazy because he's bringing the entire family along with him. And you see so many of these artists doing this thing where Brantley Gilbert's doing it and Thomas Reagan, the special made buses and going out on tour with their families. It's just kind of different than what you may be kind of used to with all these other tours. You know?
In the old days, they didn't tour with their wives.
Exactly.
They went out on the road. Kids. Yeah. No, it's just it's different now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot different.
So I got a burp. Sorry. Shania Twain was on the Today Show. She's making the big comeback. Her song, Life's About to Get Good, has been released to radio and stuff like that. But it's kind of cool to see like the comeback trail that she's on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've even heard interviews where she was talking about how, you know, she's nervous about coming back after all this time. because she's had issues, divorces. She says she was shattered at one point by her relationship. She had Lyme disease that caused problems with her vocal cords. So it's like a big deal for her to come back. And she was on the Today Show, and here's what the performance sounded like. She looks great too. Life's about joy, life's about pain. It's all about giving it the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved. She's 52. Love the way I
should. It's a great song.
I love it. About to get good.
That's right. Oh, life's
about to get good. You know what's cool about it though? Is at the age of 52, there aren't very many 52-year-old country females that make a comeback.
Right.
Because the format in general has gone so young, and it's Kelsea Ballerini and it's people of that age. So for her to be like, bam, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to come back in a big way and get the support she's getting, I think that's awesome.
She's got my support.
Huge.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you guys watch Miss Arkansas?
Well, she'll be competing in Miss America. But
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I had like all the jitters and anxiety of like that was my kid up there because we knew so many people that were in it.
I know.
So, because it was funny, we were out on the back deck. I said, I wonder if Miss Arkansas is on TV. And then we walked in and there it was. I'm like, Miss Arkansas is on! Miss Arkansas is on!
You're freaking out for a minute.
And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, she had that moment of being like, huh? Why are you so worried about this? I'm like, we know so many people.
Yeah.
We really did. And it was pretty cool to watch.
And as we were watching them, we're like, oh my gosh, we know her. And then it got to the top 10 and we're like, we know seven of these people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just crazy.
It was massive, man.
So fun to watch that over the weekend. All right, David.
Yes.
It's your time. Are you ready to be funny?
I am ready to be funny.
Will this be funny?
It will be funny.
All right.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there was a city employee in Florida who from November of 2015 until March of this year decided to embezzle money. And we're not talking a little bit. We're talking almost $100,000.
Oh, not a good idea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so about a year and a half she did this. But she used it to pay some bills here and there, to buy some groceries. But you're thinking, if she's going to embezzle this much money, she's going to buy like some beachfront property or something like that, something extravagant, maybe a big new car. Instead, she decided to get herself a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've considered that myself.
Yeah, you don't need one.
Thank you very much. That's awkward.
Do you know what the procedure is for one of those?
What do you mean? Like what they have to do?
Yeah.
No, tell me what they have to do.
You basically have fat removed from one part of your body.
Okay.
And injected into your cheeks.
So it's an injection.
Yeah.
Your buttocks.
I didn't realize that. I figured they had to like cut you and like almost like doing a breast augmentation.
No.
They just inject it back in.
I guess so.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't go in the right spot?
I was about to say, what if it's
How do you smooth it out?
Like, do you smooth it?
You have to smooth it.
Is it like you have a paint roller and you're like paint rolling it?
I'm sure they have some kind of
They get one of those
like
rollers in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
A
like Chef Brockett.
Roller.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, so they get one of those. Anyway, she was finally caught and fired in March, but...
Did she have to give back her...
I don't know exactly how you would give back something like that. If it's already in your butt, how do you give it back?
Well, she had to pay out the butt to take care of that.
Dun, dun. Man.
What? Give me some credit for that. Hey, it's Monday. I deserve credit for that.
That was good. That was good. But we're getting out of here. People are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Father's Day weekend, big success in our place. My wife was awesome. My son was awesome. Of course, he was awesome enough to wake me up at 7 o'clock and tell me Happy Father's Day.
Right.
That's always good. Shaking you. Hey, Happy Father's Day.
He did it. He scared me. And I'm like,
Happy Father's Day.
And that's what it was. Hey, Dad. I'm like,
Yeah, that would freak me out,
too. By the way, it's Father's Day.
I was like, oh, gosh, I was really hoping to sleep in a little bit. But
still,
though, they got me great stuff. Have you guys ever seen the bobber-looking cooler that goes in the pool or the lake? It looks like a fishing bobber. You know what a bobber is?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
So we bought that for the pool so I don't have to get out of the pool, which was kind of nice. Then my wife, of course, took a picture of me asleep in the pool on a float.
You look a little pruny today.
Do I?
Yeah, kind of raisinish.
Thank you. This is my bobber.
That's cool.
So it's pretty nice. And then you're kind of in on a couple of the things she bought me. She bought me a Dunder Mifflin shirt.
Oh, nice.
She bought me a Bayside Tigers shirt are saved by the bell.
Did they fit you correctly? Because she told me what she was getting you, and I was like, he'll love it as long as they fit correctly.
They do fit, yeah. One of them, I thought I might have to stretch a little bit. You ever have to stretch just like a little bit?
No, never.
Shut up.
I'm so kidding.
So I kind of have to, a little push.
Yeah.
Beep. Just like that. Mm-hmm. And then I got the cup. Now, the cup says world's greatest boss, and I didn't get the joke because it says Dunder Mifflin on the backside of the coffee cup.
There you go.
Have you not seen that part of the show yet?
Oh, I'm sure I have, but you know how I am, though. I just forget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was Father's Day weekend for Joey?
Well, it was amazing for Joey. He had a great weekend. We went to Atlanta, which you have let everyone know about my vacation that was not a vacation.
Well, you were
we'll talk about that on the podcast
did
later.
Did you take vacation days?
I did have to take vacation
Bam!
Days.
Case closed.
Yep.
But you can ask.
Son of a.
That's what you get.
I think I broke my wrist.
Good. That's what you get, karma.
Oh, my gosh.
For lying.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, he had an awesome weekend. He got to work and do stuff with the Battle of Atlanta, which is a big sports karate and martial arts event. And then he got to MC a big show. And there's a lot of big-time sports karate people there. So,
he's really fired
cool.
up.
Oh, yeah.
So, but like Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys drive back on Father's Day?
We did.
Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah.
He drove.
He did.
Or did you drive? You should have drove.
Well, he did drive. But he kind of likes driving sometimes. Like he gets in his zone, and actually he put his headphones on and called everybody he needed to talk to, like on the way back.
Because he was fired up.
Well, that and needed to kind of close some conversation with some people and that kind of thing. So.
No, it's kind of like when I went off and hosted the Memphis Wrestling Hall of Fame, where you're like on such a big high from like, it's all my buddies.
Yep.
And I'm there with my buddies and my friends and we're hanging out and mm-hmm. I got to be the guy in front of everybody. And it's kind of a cool thing.
It was a great weekend for him. Except for we didn't have our kids, so we're like, we're ready to get them back and have the actual Father's Day celebration.
Yeah, I get it. What about Father's Day for your dad?
He had to work, so he didn't get to do anything.
Your dad's his own boss.
Yeah, but he doesn't mean he can't just like take off one day and say, all right, not going to work today. No, he's busy.
He had to work on Sunday on Father's Day.
Oh, man, he's worked on my birthday. He's worked on his birthday. I mean, it's with farming, you can't just say, all right, I can take off and go to the lake or do whatever.
You should have gone to help. That'd be a great Father's Day gift.
Me go out and help
what
him?
What did you do?
Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. I sent him a text that said, happy Father's Day.
Great
That's
son.
It?
Yeah. I didn't celebrate Mother's Day either because my mom had a broken foot.
Well, that's more reason to celebrate.
Well, now she has a broken heart.
What? I called her and said,
hey. Because she has a broken foot, you couldn't go celebrate Mother's Day?
There's nothing I could have done.
I hope
what do you do, dance with her on Mother's Day?
No, I'm just saying there's nothing climb we could have gone out and done.
It's called flowers, chocolates, food, cook her dinner.
Oh, whatever.
I can't wait till my son gets your age.
Oh, it's fantastic. I sent a sweet Father's Day text to my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was sending it, I started crying.
Aww. I've done that before.
I'm like, oh my gosh, stop. So, and I didn't want Leslie to know I was crying. So I was like looking away from her and then she tries to talk to me. And of course it's like, don't talk.
Yeah. Huh?
And she had to be able to tell.
Yeah.
Did you have the chin thing?
The quiver?
Yeah. The little chin.
Yeah. Had the chin quiver. Then I got in the car to go get, I guess I was getting Kai breakfast and I started tearing up in the car thinking about it. I'm like, I'm so sweet that I cry because I'm sweet.
You cry a lot.
I do, man.
Maybe we need to get you some help.
Well, no.
Because we do talk about us crying all the time, but.
But it's good, though, to be sensitive.
Yeah, it is.
It is, it is.
We should be more sensitive to us.
No, it's not.
Seriously.
It's not like that. Just because your mother, I mean, he's going to be mad at us because we talked about how he didn't celebrate his mom because her foot was in a cast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was up to do anything anyway. She was in a lot of pain on Mother's Day.
Okay. I'm sure she still is in pain now, David.
Well, now she's in Tennessee.
Is she?
Yeah, she took off for her vacation.
Is she at that nudist camp with your uncle?
She's not at a nudist camp.
She went to see family.
Anywhere.
At the nudist camp. She went to see it.
I shouldn't have even said anything. No, for Father's Day, I didn't do anything. For Mother's Day, I didn't do anything. That's it. No more.
Kelly said that she got a picture with Gal Gadot.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You said Gal Gadot was at that thing?
She was not. But the girl that was, you know, of course, with a lot of movies, especially action movies, a lot of those stunts and a lot of the things that you see in the fighting scenes are not done by the actual people. They're done by, you know, stunt people.
Sure.
So the girl that did, if you see any of the sword work, if you've seen Wonder Woman, anytime she is fighting with a sword or you see her do any of the flips or kicks or tricks, that is Caitlin DeShelle. And we've been watching her compete in sport karate for, gosh, since she's been 13 years old.
Oh, that's neat.
And now she's like late 20s, I think. But I got to see her, which Joey knows her pretty well, but I got to see her and we got our picture made with her and we did the whole, the cross arms thing.
I think I saw that. You know?
Oh, that's cool.
So, but yeah, it's on our, I'm about to post it on my Instagram page too. I think it's on Joey's, but Kelly on KFIN. You can
Sweet.
Go see it. Yeah, and you can kind of see the girl that's actually did the actual moves of Wonder Woman.
Does she kind of look like her?
Yeah, she's really tall and slender, and she's an amazing, phenomenal athlete.
Dark hair and all that?
Uh-huh.
Did you see the picture of Gal Gadot with no makeup?
She's still beautiful.
I've seen that.
To me, it didn't look anything like Wonder Woman, though.
But she doesn't.
Really?
Which I was like, wow, they really, like, the makeup and stuff that they did, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, in the Wonder Woman stuff, you're like...
How do they
do that?
Yeah.
Show him because he'll be really blown away.
And the suit that she wears, they were talking about the suit. It was so heavy and she'd have to wear that sometimes 7, 8, 9 hours a day.
Oh.
And it's like, it looks awesome and it's super, superhero. But she said it was just heavy, like an extra however many pounds.
Like,
and
awful to wear.
So try to trick in some, in like extra weight and try to do some of those things that they did.
Oh, wow.
It was really, really tough.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Friday afternoon, I went home and I said, Kai, get dressed. We're going to the movies.
Woo!
You know how happy a kid is when you surprise him with a trip to the movies?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I can remember the memories. Man, oh, man.
Cars 3, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Number one this past weekend as well. We ate so much popcorn, I felt sick when I got home. Like, we just kept eating. We couldn't stop.
That's a good feeling, though. Popcorn's so good at the movies.
It's like, bring on the butter, man. We need more.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So after Cars, of course, there's the whole line of new cars in the movie, which means the whole line of new Cars toys in the stores.
Cha-ching.
So it's like, it was a great deal because they introduced Jackson Storm and they introduced Cruz Ramirez and all these new characters. So then Kai definitely wants to have the toys to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the mad hunt. And I went to the Walmart on Parker Road. I know it's ridiculous, but I was going through every single toy looking for Jackson Storm and couldn't find him and finally found him yesterday.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you found him.
That's so good.
That was very sarcastic.
No, it was not.
That was mean, actually.
It was not.
You should be happy that I'm a good father.
I don't know if good father means buying toys every single day.
But
because
they're $4.
It could be creating a monster as he gets older.
I'm just being nice.
Give me another Ferrari, Dad!
Oh, man.
I'm tired of this one.
I want to drive a Corvette.
Now!
You're thinking I'm going to create problem child.
There's a chance.
He's not. He's very well adjusted.
Okay.
Right.
It's my wife's fault.
It's I'll blame her.
She's not even awake yet. It's her fault.
Oh, yeah. Until she wakes up.
Until she wakes up and listens to the podcast and is like, what were you talking about?
Nothing.
I'm on your side, Leslie.
Me too, Leslie.
That's rude.
No.
You guys, no.
It's called we're smart.
Nope, legit.
Because between a fight, Leslie or Brandon, who would win?
You got to pick
Leslie.
You got to pick the guy that you're spending more time with.
Well,
I was your friend first. You can't pick her. Have other people pick her. Y'all can't pick her.
Okay. I'll just stay out of it.
Yeah,
then. I'm backing up. I'll leave the room.
Yeah, you don't even get your mother a Mother's Day gift.
Oh, please don't even start that.
Or a father.
Or a father.
Well, God, he had to work. What am I supposed to do?
Oh God, she had a broken foot.
Can we just do the birthdays?
Sure, Mickey. Oh,
Toodles.
Oh. Are y'all ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, June the 19th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Sherry Brewer of Jonesboro. Happy birthday from your son, Christian. Justin Cook of Jonesboro, 32 years old today. Jason Mothershed is 43. I've known Jason forever. He's a big Memphis wrestling fan. Happy birthday to Jason. D.M. Morgan Sawyer is 42 years old today. Annie Everett, 27, from Jonesboro. And Cheryl Reeves of Jonesboro has a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all.
and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Macklemore turns 34 years old today. Of course, he has a love of thrift shops.
Oh, he does.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
This song was massive. I'm gonna pop some Didn't they put this on like a kids' bop?
Yes.
Too?
Yes.
Like it was big.
Looking for a come up. This is awesome.
All right, there you go. Macklemore celebrates today.
Zoe Saldana is 39 years old. She's in the new Star Trek movies and also Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's the one you and Kai like to watch in Guardians of the Galaxy.
The most beautiful green person of all time.
Except for Kermit.
Yeah.
Oh, Kermit's good looking too. Yeah. And E.T.'s good. He's not really all the way green.
Well, he's not. Man. I don't. Yeah.
He's kind of brown, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mia Sara's 50 years old. That is Ferris Bueller's girlfriend, Sloane.
She's really pretty.
She was.
Yeah.
Bueller. She is.
Paula Abdul's 55 years old today.
Straight up now town.
Ella got to go see her in concert this weekend. I was so jealous.
Wait, where'd they go? Was
they
it a Backstreet
St. Louis. They
or
went
New
to,
Kids?
It was New Kids, Boyz II Men, and
Oh, yeah,
Paula.
Didn't Carrie Underwood
She said
go
Paula
to that?
Was her favorite.
Really?
Yep. She said she was all over the place and jumped off this ladder and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
She must have been messed up.
No. That's mean.
How about... What is that wrong?
I've heard she's like one of the best parts of the show. Like
really?
Everybody went nuts for her. Yeah.
Because yeah, and a lot of kids know her only from Idol if they know her at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was a Lakers girl before that.
Yeah.
Paula. What are you doing, Paula?
Steps forward, take two steps back.
Some good stuff.
We come together as opposites attract and you know.
Well, you remember Carrie went to this show too, the same one.
Did she?
Yeah. She took the picture with Paula Abdul and got on stage with New Kids on the Block or whatever.
Oh, is that the one she was at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I saw the deal with the New Kids. I didn't see Paula Abdul. Hey, more Paula, just because. You didn't give me the heads up on Paula.
I'm forever your girl.
I don't have that one. I have this one.
Do you really think he thinks about you when he's out? He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes.
Oh,
I think people forget that she had so many of these big hits. And she was like one of the first females to really do the music videos big too.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh yeah.
Like she had the video with the cat.
Yep.
Where she was
the
dancing with that
cat.
Cartoon cat.
I know this one, that's about it.
So is that why you didn't give me a heads up on Paula?
I don't know.
You didn't think I'd have Paula music? I have Paula.
I just remember her as the one on American Idol who would clap like this.
It's because she didn't want to mess up her nails. Her nails were always on point.
There were times where she came across
there
a little bit
There was a couple of times.
Quirky.
There was a couple of times.
Yeah.
More than a couple. Felicia Rashad is 69 years old.
Bye, Felicia. Sorry, I had to.
Why
I
did
had
you do
to.
That?
It just came out.
Yeah, that was
Thank
Claire
you, 2014.
Huxtable.
The Cosby Show.
It's my kids. It's for my kids.
And last but not least, we have Ann Wilson, who is 67, who's from Hart.
When I walked in this morning, I noticed Kelly was singing this song to David.
I can't stand you.
It was weird.
Her standing up on the table. You guys like the Hart ballads from the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
I love those. That's good, man. She was singing that to David, too.
Yes.
Yeah, like this Hart soundtrack on repeat just kept singing it to me.
They locked the door. I had to beg to get in.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Shania Twain has been in the news a lot lately, coming out with her new album, all that kind of stuff. Well, she was doing some press last week when she mentioned that Prince offered to do an album for her. Like, to produce an album for her.
That's pretty cool.
And it was basically after she divorced her husband, Mutt Lange. I think that's how you say his name.
Lange.
Lang. Okay. Yeah. After some issues, and she had a vocal cord disorder, which made it impossible for her to sing. And so she was going through this really bad time. So this is what he said, quote, or this is what she said. He was calling me and mailing me, but I wasn't ready to do the album. He said, come to my studio, let's get started. And I just said, I can't sing right now. I don't have my voice yet. And I never did it.
Wow.
And this is what she said when she was ready. Prince was on tour. They never reconnected. And she said, if I ever had professional regret, this is definitely one of them.
Can you imagine an album with Shania vocals produced by Prince?
It could have been a huge, huge deal.
Like, that would have been a really big deal.
Little Red Corvette. Little Red Corvette.
How about this one?
So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
So many awesome Prince songs. Good stuff, right?
Oh man, it's all.
But to hear his spin on country would have been really, really cool.
All right, so Thomas Rhett is in the process of writing songs, creating new music for his new album that he'll be releasing in the following months. And he says he has about 20 or so song titles all about his daughter Willow right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And she's 18 months old. They just adopted her a couple of weeks ago. They have their own biological daughter coming in August. So it really makes you wonder how much of his life is going to change. And that's basically what all of his next record will be about. He says it may be a little bit sappy. There's a couple of songs that allude to how drastically everything will change. But yeah, for the fourth record for sure, for Thomas Rhett, he says, be all about his kids.
So Lady Antebellum has her album Heartbreak out right now. Of course, it features this song right here.
Like, hey, who that there in the shades, like, oh, will you move to the bass? Hold up, whole room gets to spin from the second that you walk in.
You guys seen the new way they're teasing all of their music? Like, if you haven't downloaded the album, you can go get like a little preview. If you go and look at the mini movie they made, they made a mini movie. It's called Heartbreak Hotel, and it features clips of every one of the songs on the album, but there's actors in it acting it out like it's a movie.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool deal they've done. Again, it's called Heartbreak Hotel, put out by Lady Antebellum, and that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so every Monday morning, right around this time, we like to bring in our buddy Eric Birch for some Monday morning motivation. Y'all ready for Eric?
Yeah.
Come on in, man. All right, so Eric's been in here for the last number of weeks. We have a program we're trying to help you with. It's essentially, it's kind of a 12-week program that goes into 13 weeks with the bonus episode that's going to help us on how we should focus on our lives. So, Eric, here we are in our 13-week program, man.
13 weeks. We're on week number 5, and I want you to hear this quote, and it may be week 13, 14, 15. This quote is what, you know, literally wakes me up each and every day now. So somebody once told me the definition of hell. On your last day on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become. So how much is still in you that you're not using each and every single day? What are the limits that you could push and go after? So what we're talking about is things that we can eliminate and take away from your daily activities, your lifestyle, your mentality, so that you can become successful. So we're on week number 5, so let's talk about give up the fixed mindset, okay? Right. So the future belongs to those who learn more skills and combine them in creative ways. People with a fixed mindset think their intelligence or talents are simply fixed traits, and the talent alone leads to success without hard work. Holy crap.
You hear that all the time with athletes, you know, because they're talented, they can jump high, they can catch a ball, but at the same point, if you're not working hard, you're not going to make that squad, you're not going to make the team, no matter how talented you are.
Because that younger guy who wants that opportunity is working even harder.
Exactly.
I guess I grew up with the story of Larry Bird. Yeah. Larry Bird was not the most athletic, was not the most nimble, was not the quickest, he's a white guy, right. You know, playing basketball. Right. Born with or without natural talents, but you know what? He'd shoot 1,000 free throws before he went to school every single morning. Guys, if there's somebody that is successful out there, that you're looking at and, you know, oh, I wish I was them. I wish I would have been born that way or this and that. You have no clue. You know, I'd like to be in their shoes. I would double check on that.
Yeah.
You know, before you make that comment, yep. Because you have no idea the price they're paying. You know, I guess, I don't know if I told you guys a story about Kobe Bryant, where, you know, when Kobe was on the U.S. Team, and he called the trainer like at 3:30 one morning and said, hey, can you come stretch me out?
Man, that's crazy.
This was 6 hours before practice, you know, and the trainer, yeah, man, I'll be there. He came up, stretched him out. Kobe practiced the 6 hours. The trainer showed up an hour before the original practice was supposed to start. Kobe's still there shooting.
Wow.
Goes through his normal practice with the USA team, then stays 2 hours after. The guy just doesn't show up every game night and put on a show. Yeah. The guy performs day in, day out behind the scenes. You know, he puts in hundreds of hours that nobody even knows about. Mm-hmm. And that's just about, I would say that's anybody that is truly successful. People go, oh, look at this new superstar. Look at this one or look at that one. What price did they pay?
Yep.
What all did they go through? You guys have had them in the studio before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they go, man, you're so big. And, they, you know, now everybody knows your name. And they go, well, yeah, let me tell you about the 17 years I spent in the honky-tonks, in the bars, in this, in that, just trying to get my name out there, working for pennies.
Well, and then once you make it, you're up to do radio calls, you're traveling across the country, you're going to all these different meetings, you're being dragged every which way. I mean, there truly is a ton of work, even for the celebrities that we look at that we think they have it made, they're working their tails off.
Well, they don't have a real life now. I mean, how many of you want to live in a glass box, you know, day in, day out, and every time you drop your cell phone, somebody takes a picture of it, or every time you get onto your kid, somebody's tweeting about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just an amazing life. But give up that fixed mindset. Successful people know this. They invest immense amount of time on a daily basis to develop on a growth mindset, acquire new knowledge, learn new skills, and change their perception so that it can benefit their lives. So you don't know what you don't know. So whatever direction you're headed today, and hopefully it's a positive direction based off of the last 5 weeks, but continue to grow, continue to learn, continue to obtain knowledge. You know, in this world, you're either growing or you're dying.
Yeah.
You know, there's no stagnant. There's nothing stagnant about it. So you're either going up or you're going down. So find that next book, find that next audio, find that next whatever mentor, and continue to grow, continue to push each and every day.
Eric Birch from Birch & Company with your Monday morning motivation.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David is our resident millennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
He has the millennial attitude.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
What's the label on millennials?
Yeah, what is the label?
Because you've actually told me that you want to make sure people realize you're not.
I would say, I don't know how to like fully describe it, but like the stereotype I think of a millennial is like, a lot of attitude, kind of like a laziness.
Entitlement.
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of stuff.
Well, I've been here for 6 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I deserve that promotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so millennials, though, have some words that they don't use quite as often. So I thought we would go through from like the perspective of people who are my age and Kelly's age, and a lot of people listening right now, to the people who are David's age,
okay,
and a lot of those people listening. And we're going to kind of play this word game and see if we say these words.
Okay.
Okay. And then, David, I want the millennial thought on these words.
Okay, I got you.
Kelly, do you still say the word totally?
I don't think so.
You don't think you say that
like
one?
Like maybe if somebody's saying something.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, do you like eating mashed potatoes? Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Do you say it?
Maybe not as much. I don't think, though. There's some on this list I do say a ton, but not that one, I don't think.
Does that make us sound old?
I don't know about that word to me, because I feel like I say it every once in a while.
What about when people say totes?
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
I don't like that.
That was from a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Totes, adorbs. Totes,
what about
adorbs.
Bummer. Oh, yeah, bummer, man.
That feels like
80s. I think
I
say worse than that.
You don't say bummer?
No.
But bummer to you feels like the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's one that I've tried to get away from, but
me
sometimes
too.
I say it.
It just happens.
Go ahead.
Sweet.
I say that sometimes too, though. I'm guilty of it.
I feel dumb.
I think we all
say
it.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, man. I'll do sweet, man. Oh, sweet, man.
Yeah. Hmm. I'll send that in text sometimes too.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
God, it sounds old though, doesn't
it?
All right. Downer is another one. That's a downer.
Yeah.
Don't be
a
downer.
I call people Debbie Downers, but not downer.
Does that sound old to you guys?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. That sounds a little bit old.
Okay, so the one that I'm probably most guilty of is cool. Oh, cool.
I think everybody says that, though,
I don't
right?
know of anybody that doesn't say that.
That's cool, man.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
That's normal.
Neato.
Yeah.
So you don't what else do you say?
You don't think cool dates us too much?
I don't think it does, because, I mean, I know a lot of people still say that. Like, oh, that's cool. Isn't it dumb we say all this stuff, though? I mean, when you really think about it.
Well, we feel like we have to say something. It's a response.
Yeah, I know.
So they say right is another one. At the end of somebody saying something, oh, right, right, right. At the end of somebody else saying something. So give me a sentence.
I really like that new Kenny Chesney song.
Right. Like it's just so it's just dorky. One of those filler type words.
Yeah.
Awesome is another one.
I use awesome.
I say
all
the time.
Y'all do?
Yep. All the time.
So millennials aren't gonna judge us if we say awesome?
Maybe.
I'm sure we get judged no matter what.
You think so?
But
what if we say bonus?
What does that mean?
Like a bonus. Like you're excited. It's a way of expressing excitement.
Yeah, I don't say that.
I don't say that either.
Yeah, that one, I've never heard someone say that before. Bonus.
You know one that I bet would make us sound dated that makes me, when I heard bonus, it made me think of this other one.
What?
Kudos.
Yeah, that one would make you sound.
I want to give somebody kudos.
Mm-hmm.
Because were kudos always like something
to eat? It was a granola bar or something, I think.
Yeah, it was like a chocolatey thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were giving somebody kudos, like it was almost like giving them props.
Hey, I'm going to give you kudos. And then they'd be like, well, where's my granola bar?
Right. No, they weren't. They're like, oh, great.
Doesn't that, what does that mean? Like, thank you or something like that?
Give
or
you props.
Like, it's like props.
Yeah.
But does props sound
props
bad too?
Is props dated too?
Yeah, it might be.
To me, that sounds like it's dated too. What would you say instead of props? Congrats.
Credit. Something like that.
Hey, cred.
See, she shortens everything now.
Yeah, see, now every word I bring up, Kelly's going to be ruining it.
She just
for
shortens
me.
It.
So anything that Kelly says, don't say. That's the lesson here today.
Which makes it more ridiculous. Oh, man, cred to you.
Happy Mun.
Congrats.
Hope you're having a good twos.
I mean, none of that makes any sense.
Yeah,
that's Kelly's new thing.
Yeah.
Shortening every single word.
So we think we're not terrible. Awesome and cool are okay.
Yeah.
Bonus and kudos, say goodbye.
Yeah, don't say bonus anymore. Don't say gnarly. Don't say anything like that.
Tubular. Radical.
Radical.
When's the last time you've said either of those? No,
it's been a really long time.
Did y'all actually get into the fad of saying all that kind of stuff?
Rad was a big deal.
Yeah, we were like rad, in third, fourth, fifth grade especially.
Oh, rad.
God. Rad! Because we
That's radical.
It was like so BMX bikes, and we were into a lot of that stuff.
Skateboards and all that stuff.
Well, skateboarding kind of has made a resurgence a little bit.
Yeah, no, but still.
Well, it was big because we didn't have tablets or video games.
We had to go outside to do stuff.
We just had Atari.
Do you remember the pogo ball?
Yeah, I had one.
And then the pogo stick?
Uh-huh.
Remember the pogo stick?
So the pogo ball, have you ever seen the pogo ball?
I'll show
I don't know if I have.
It's like a platform. It's like like there's these balls. And there's a platform in between. What color were yours, Kelly?
I had a red and black one. The ball was red, and then the platform... No, the ball was black, and then the platform was red.
Didn't they make, like, blue ones, too?
There's all different colors.
I think my balls were purple. Maybe green.
It was a ball.
Because... No, but it was, like, a top and a bottom of it. It wasn't just... Right?
Yeah,
it wasn't one ball.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It was two separate balls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was two.
Yeah.
Well, are you looking it up?
I'm trying.
What is it called? Pogo ball?
She can't type in pogo ball.
I remember the commercial and everything. No, it keeps taking me to Wikipedia, and I don't want that.
Well, because you're clicking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see it.
He found it within 13 seconds.
Oh, hush.
Yeah, it's this thing.
Is it two balls or one ball?
It's two blue balls right there.
That's what I thought it was, two balls.
Yeah, right there.
With the thing in the middle.
Uh-huh.
What?
And you stand on it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, Miss Arkansas was on Saturday night, and I was pumped up. Because I didn't even know for sure it was on TV. So once I found it on TV and it was like 7:05, I was running and screaming, getting my wife. I knew for the next 3 hours what I was going
to
do.
That's funny because I was just refreshing Twitter like every 5 seconds trying to see if I could see the top 10 because I wasn't able to watch it.
Oh,
so I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Did you watch?
Actually, the part this is legit. I'm not making this up. The part I turned into first was the swimsuit part.
So you
How
probably
did we know that?
He probably saw somebody on Twitter say it's time for the swimsuit competition.
Yeah.
I had Rachel text me, and then she's like, hey, this is about to happen. I was like, okay.
And you went straight to it.
Straight to it. Watched it all the way through after that.
I did have this awkward moment watching that part. Just because, I don't know.
Yeah, because you're in there with your wife.
You create this yourself.
Do you think I do?
I do. I think you do.
Or is it the fact that my wife is having a great time and, oh, look at this and look at this. And when the swimsuits come on, she just gets silent. Right? Could that be more what it is?
Maybe. I would love to be sitting in there without y'all knowing I was there just to watch. Just to watch yes. y'all's body language and stuff when stuff like that happens.
I instantly tense up.
I know you do. And it's
did you get
so
your phone
funny.
Out and start looking through
Twitter? Scrolling.
No, I didn't do that because I thought that would be even more
did
like,
you start
weird.
Clipping your toenails?
I did with my teeth.
Looking away at every possible point like...
Did the air just come off?
There's some dust up there.
I need to clean over here.
But like, it's so funny because what happened right before that? I guess talent was before that. So we're watching the talent part. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a good talent. Oh, that's good. That music and blah, blah, blah. Hey, that can't. Like, I'll even complain. Like, I can't believe they took that camera shot, not the other camera shot.
Yeah.
And then when it came time for that part, I'm like.
Dead silence. Crickets.
So there's no
it's almost like y'all were in the room.
Oh, wow. She worked out.
She must work out.
Her delts look good.
I think the one thing I said was, I can't believe they all had to wear the same swimsuit. Like, I think, I guess that's the way they do that. Because, like, in your talent, you have an individual talent. In your evening gown, it's an individual evening gown.
Yeah.
But for the swimsuit deal was they put them all in the same thing.
I noticed that.
Same color and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know if that was a normal pageant thing or not.
Sometimes I've seen where they'll let you pick, like, they'll have, like, three different swimsuits. And then the girls will pick which one.
But, like, they were musical performance. There were kids out there. Each one of the girls who went to compete in the pageant got to take a young girl with them.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
And Josh Braswell, who works here at the radio station, his daughter got to go out there with Ashley, one of the girls who was in the top five.
I saw that.
Which was really cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, there's Brooklyn.
Yeah, really sweet.
So Kai was excited about that. Of course, we called Kai into the room to watch Destiny Quinn because, you know, Destiny's been awesome to Kai and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it was so neat to see so many people from our area that we have interviewed and had in the studio and had fun with and I've done games with at A-State, and to have so many of them that were right there in the top 10, top 5, and it was like, wow, that's pretty neat.
I thought it was awesome on TV. They were saying, you know, we have three girls from Jonesboro, Arkansas representing well, and I was like, heck yeah, K-Fine Country representing.
Yeah, it did. And then the funny thing was, though, like out of the top 10, I think it was seven of the girls were either from here or went to school at A-State. And one of the girls who was in the top 10 that was, it really became eight because one of the girls is going to be coming here to go to school.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really big deal.
It's massive. Yeah.
So then Maggie Benton, who is now our Miss Arkansas, was Miss Greater Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. She actually was the chair of a prom fashion show I was a part of.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she went, you know, it's like she went on to become Miss Arkansas.
So you actually knew Miss Arkansas.
You never know where these people are going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And like when we interview a kid who comes in to do, you know, something about theater or prom fashion show or some fundraiser a school is doing, what they might do later on in their lives.
You just never know.
It's just a really cool thing that we get to be a part of and that so many of us do. Like, you know, oh, that was my neighbor. I remember her when she was just a kid.
Right.
You know, just really cool to see so many women. And now Maggie Benton gets to go on and compete in Miss America in September.
That's great.
So shout out to all of the ladies and the families who were down there to support them.
Heck yeah.
I know there were a bunch of people. I saw Coach Raffo's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got kind of teary-eyed twice watching and hearing Claudia Raffo talk about her dad. And him walk across, because I know Coach, right?
Yep.
And he's such a nice guy, and he was so nice to Kai. I got kind of teary-eyed watching her walk across the stage with him.
Yeah.
And then seeing Destiny with her dad, I was like, oh, man.
Y'all a proud feels. Moment for those dads.
Yeah, and I was proud for them. I was like, oh, I'm so proud for you guys. So, anyway.
Oh, man.
Stop making fun. I can have emotion.
He'll understand one day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Dierks Bentley probably experienced something he's never experienced on tour before. And that's, okay, so let me set up the scene. He's in Tampa, sold out show. He's doing his thing, going around, singing, packed out show.
Right.
All of a sudden, he is handed a 2-week-old baby.
There you go.
And I was looking at the picture and I was like, number one, who takes her 2-week-old baby to a huge concert is that's going to bust their eardrums,
oh my
right?
Gosh, yeah.
But the baby actually has headphones on.
That's
but
good.
The picture that they caught, he has this look on his face like, oh, what are you doing?
Who's Dierks or the baby?
No, Dierks. Well, both. No, Dierks does. But he says, when you're walking through the crowd and someone hands you a maybe 2-week-old baby. So, good night, Tampa.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I posted it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Who even takes their kid, though?
That's what I'm
Because,
thinking.
Like, legit.
I don't know.
You see those babies at concerts and you look over, like, man.
You have to pay a ticket for that baby.
If they sit in your lap, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But still, though.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that kid doesn't need to be there. We kept Kai inside for so long because we didn't want him to get anything.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, people wanted to touch him and like, hey, like, hey, he's just been born.
Right.
You don't got to be feeling of him.
Get your nasty hands.
He feels like a baby.
Well, speaking of a baby, Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line is expecting a baby boy.
Yeah.
And he just announced all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's talking about how his life is going to be a little bit hectic as he's on tour right now, having a baby. And he's bringing the family along, too. And you hear about all these country stars doing that, like Brantley Gilbert and Thomas Rhett. And Jason Aldean, I think, is bringing his kids out on tour, too. And, you know, you're thinking a baby out on tour. Things have changed a little bit since the old days, right?
Oh, my gosh. Because you think about, like, what they used to tour like. It was the rock star life.
Oh, yeah. You know? No kids or no wives or anything like that.
And the deal was, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yep. There you go.
Not the same thing with wife and baby on board. Not that it's a bad thing.
No.
It's just a different thing.
Yep.
So Shania Twain was on the Today Show on Friday, and her new song, Life's About to Get Good. We love the song. Mm-hmm. It's catchy. It's upbeat. She's 52, making the comeback. More power to her, man. I love the fact that she's coming back so strong. Listen to what her performance sounded like from the Today Show this past week. She still looks the part, too.
Life's about joy. Life's about pain. It's all about giving it the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved.
Isn't that cool?
I love it.
I heard an interview with her where she was talking about, and we talked about last week, her son helped her pick the song. He's 15.
That's really cool.
Can you imagine, like, you're 15 and your mom's Shania Twain? Like, just, we never really think about what their kids have to go through, but think about what that would be like for that to be your mom.
I know.
And guys freak out over her, but like to him, to the 15-year-old, that's just mom.
Just mom.
Who walks around with no makeup on and didn't brush her hair and, you know, didn't brush her teeth today before breakfast or whatever. But when we see her, we're like, wow, that's Shania Twain. Yeah. She's an icon of music. She's a legend and blah, blah, blah. But to that 15-year-old, that's just mom.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I do. With all of the bad news we hear and all the negativity around, I want to bring stories that have happy endings.
Sure.
So there's this couple, Brian and Molly Pierce. They were on their honeymoon, and they met a family with a 12-year-old daughter that was adopted from China.
Okay.
So they had always known that they would adopt someday. Well, when they communicated through their adoption agency that Brian, the dad-to-be, had a cleft lip and palate as a child, when they opened their... He communicated that to them. I couldn't say communicated.
You commuted over there.
I'm trying to talk real fast because I don't want to cry. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm about to be to a part where I'm probably going to cry.
Okay. Tickle her.
No, don't do that.
Woo-hoo. Tickle her.
All right. So anyway, so when they opened their picture of the baby they were going to have to be, the little girl had a cleft palate and a cleft lip. And so, which is what he had when he was born. Well, and Molly, his wife, said she smiles with her eyes, which is the same thing that she said to Brian on their second date. Okay. So 10 months later, the Pierces brought Hattie home to meet her big sister and a dog that they had. And she received surgery for her cleft lip and palate at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the same place he had had his own surgery 40 years earlier.
Oh, wow.
So now it shows this picture of him. He said everyone who meets her falls in love with her, and all the kids like to play with her. And here's a picture I was going to show you guys of them together.
Aw, that's adorable.
So anyway, just a really cool adoption story. I just think that that was neat. And there's a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Seth Freeman joins us in the studio this morning. What's up, man?
Hey, man. How are y'all?
Hey, we're good.
Good.
Welcome to Monday.
Man, thank you. Thank you.
So Gearhead Outfitters is your place.
Gearhead Outfitters is the place.
You think I need to be outfitted?
Man, we can do that, you know, along with teaching you and everyone else how to run.
Well, I think that's important,
hey,
too.
Man,
is a,
that's the kicker.
I do remember the drum set, the running like your drumming.
And the chip
thing. Hang on.
And the chip
There we
thing.
Go.
See? Yeah. See, he did teach us
posture.
Something.
And
Hot. There we go.
See?
Perfect, man. 3 for 3.
And
I
the
like
cadence
it.
Is important, too. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Seth, you really didn't have to come in today.
See y'all later.
You were such a good teacher last time you were in. We basically know everything.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah, exactly. That's a pop star. No, so Seth, anyway, does this deal. He's a part of the Project 90 Kids event, which is happening this week. I know it's coming up for you guys on Thursday and Friday. So for parents who are listening right now, maybe they're in the car, maybe they're at work. Let's talk about why it's important for their kids to know how to run and how to run properly.
Yeah, so we see a lot of these kids that are they're involved in other sports and activities, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, soccer. And then you've got some of these kids that are going into seventh grade for track and cross country. So the thing that all these sports have in common is running, and a lot of that can provoke injury. And mm-hmm. what we're trying to do is just help these kids to where they're being injury free and teaching them the correct way to run and the proper mechanics to have and while they're running, playing football, and doing anything like that.
You know, it's wild because I guess when you're in PE in school, basically you just take off and run.
Exactly.
And you chase somebody.
Right.
And that's
right.
what you think is right. I never knew that you were supposed to be taught the cadence and how to hold your body. Like, to me, it was run as fast as I could to chase the person that was in front of me.
Exactly.
Or run away from the person that was chasing you.
Right. Typically, yeah.
That was more my case.
The bigger, stronger guy's trying to peg me with the ball.
That still happens to this day.
Right. That's me chasing you, though.
It gets a little bit weird around here.
No, so is there still time for kids to get signed up for this?
Yeah. So you can go to Get in Gear Series website. And then you can also go to gearheadoutfitters.com/project90 and just go to the events, I believe, events page, and you can sign up for Project 90 Kids there.
Let's talk about what the kids get to do, because we're talking kids who are, what, 7 to 17?
7 to 12.
7 to 12, okay.
7 to 12. And so basically it's $45 for the two nights, so they're going to get a shirt. We're going to feed them, give them some water and some Gatorade, because we will be doing some activities outside. But that, $45, I mean, that's going to be a lot cheaper than a babysitter for two nights.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So this way the parents can get out, drop the kids off, and then we do invite the parents from 8 to 8:30 on Friday night to come back, and they can kind of view and see what their kids have learned, and then hopefully the kids can teach the parents a little bit about running whenever they get home.
I think that's fun, though. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have fun activities for them, too. It's not going to be just, hey, let's learn to run, and we're going to make you run.
Yeah, it's not going to be, bringing a pencil and a sheet of paper to write everything down. It's going to be like, we're going to have these kids doing these drills, doing these activities to where they're actually learning. Kind of what we did last time.
Yep.
I mean, come back, you remember the drills, because it kind of grabs your attention.
Yep.
So we're going to keep it fun, keep it light. But I think a lot of the times these kids retain the information so much better once they're actually doing it and practicing it. So
sure. All right, so it's all a part of the Get in Gear series. Gearhead does a great job at putting this information out there. Again, it's happening on Thursday and Friday. Find out more at getingearseries.com or log on to gearheadoutfitters.com/project90. We appreciate you coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Good to see you all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Shania Twain was doing some press last week, and she mentioned that Prince had offered to do an album for her.
Wow.
Now think about this. So it was after her husband, producer Matt Lang, and her had broken up. So she was in a very low place. She had a vocal cord disorder. She wasn't doing too well, so in a low, low place. Now this is what she says. He was calling me and mailing me, but I wasn't ready to do the album. He said, come by my studio, let's get started. And I just said, I can't sing right now, I just don't have my voice yet. And she never did it.
Wow.
So when she was ready, Prince was on tour and they never reconnected. And to this day, she says, if I ever had any kind of professional regret, that's definitely one of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How cool would that have been to hear them work together?
Just his whole spin on country.
Yeah, it'd been fun.
You know, Thomas Rhett is a pretty busy guy. He's on tour right now. He just adopted an 18-month-old girl named Willa. And he's going to have another girl in August, but he still has time to go out and write songs. And he says his next album, his fourth, will be all about his kids. And he says he has a lot of sappy songs on the way.
Oh, I bet.
That's cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I can imagine that whenever you're going through that, that's just something new that you're going through.
Oh, absolutely.
Lady Antebellum has You Look Good out. Of course, that's their big single right now. So if you haven't gone to check out their entire album, if you haven't downloaded the album or bought the album, you can actually get a preview online. They did a whole movie, like a little mini movie, that has all of their different hooks of their songs involved in this deal that they're acting out this movie.
That's cool.
It's called Heartbreak Hotel. It's put out by Lady Annabelle. You might want to check it out if you're a fan of Lady A. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Is he kind of smelling hot in here to y'all?
He's been sniffing him.
I literally...
What do you mean, does it smell?
I literally went like this to
he
the microphone.
He smelled the microphone, and then he smelled his shirt.
Stop
and then he smelled his
Oh, and I just saw a big old bush of hair underneath his arm.
Sorry, I have armpit hair.
God, you have a lot of it.
Okay.
It like comes out of his shirt, and it's not even a tank top.
For a man with so little masculinity, he has a lot of hair.
His face. That was mean. Like, that was even mean for me.
Oh, it's not mean.
No, it's really not.
We've just done that all day. Okay, do me a favor. Roll over next to him.
No. No. I don't want to see if he smells. I don't want to sniff him.
Let me breathe on you.
No.
What do you think it smells
he's
like?
I don't know. It's just like maybe
staleness.
Maybe it's my fiber.
I think that's it. It's a cinnamon coffee brownie. It's a fiber brownie cinnamon coffee cake.
It's actually very, very good.
Again, this is the fiber thing that he eats where he doesn't need it, but he just eats it because he likes it.
You could just put some Metamucil in your coffee.
You could do that.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Stir it in.
No.
It goes down smooth.
It does smell pretty good, though.
Yeah, get a whiff.
I got a whiff. There's nothing left. Yeah. You lick the wrapper?
You can still smell it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to lick the wrapper.
It's cinnamony.
So The Bachelorette's on tonight.
You going to watch?
I haven't watched it yet. Is it The Bachelorette? With Rachel, I guess?
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, you guys caught up on it or not? Because I know you were into it at first.
A little bit, but I'm not right now.
When Raven was on it, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So I haven't seen any new stories on Bachelor in Paradise. Have y'all seen anything yet?
Just kind of like the same thing we've been reading.
I haven't, but it doesn't look good. Like, I bet that it's over. I bet they don't do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't, like, even the whole series itself, like Bachelor and Bachelorette, it kind of makes you wonder what the future is going to hold for a show like that.
Especially reality shows in general. Yeah. I bet there's a whole lot of stuff that's going to get, I guess, more rules, maybe, if they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the alcohol and watching the consumption and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, so The Bachelorette's on tonight. You guys have any major plans today?
Just
going through a Monday.
All right, you do that with your little fiber bar. Hopefully you get to poop soon.
Whoa, that's a gross word. Don't say poop. That's
you
a gross
said it
word.
Again. Really loud.
I said it, yeah, passing.
Yeah,
I
was like, he was
we were about to say goodbye. Now you bring it back up.
Well, you say hope you can poop. That's just a weird word.
Grab him for the podcast.
Gosh.
He just went outside.
No, go get him. The After Show podcast, we're about to record that. You guys can check out the podcast, too. It's on iTunes and Google Play Music. All you have to do is search Brandon Baxter in the morning.